Dripping Springs Tiger football is on the air. Follow the Tigers all season long right here on KDRP 103.1 FM and KDRP.org. Coming up, kickoff of tonight's action. But first, let's go to the field for tonight's pregame show. Brought to you by Communicare Health Centers. Here are Craig Swanick and Mike Blackwell.
Welcome, everyone, to Alamo Stadium, a.k.a. the Rock Pile in San Antonio, Texas, for some Round 2 UIL football playoff action that matches up two of the top 15 teams in the state as your Dripping Springs Tigers have headed down to San Antonio to take on the number 13 and familiar playoff opponent in these Harlan Hawks. Craig Swanick here with Mike Blackwell and engineer extraordinaire and man on the spot, Mr. Denver O'Neill, running the ones and twos for us tonight. Mike, welcome to the Rock Pile. Boy, it's we got ourselves one heck of a matchup tonight.
Oh, I really do believe this could be one of the best matchups in Texas, really, looking at the brackets. I think the winner of this game tonight could go a long way, and I really am looking forward to seeing these two teams. They seem similar on paper.
Very similar, yeah.
You know, they score a lot. And it's going to be fun, and you casually mentioned it before the game that we could be here a while tonight. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it may be. Looking at these two offenses, Dripping Springs averaging 43.5 points per game, and the Harlan Hawks over 50 points a game right now. Harlan giving up 17, Tigers only allowing 12. But when you look at these two offenses, both explosive. Now, here's the thing. I thought about this on my way down here, thinking about, you know, is this going to be one of those games like we're seeing these two high-powered offenses? Is this going to be one of those flip-flops where we get a defensive battle? I just don't think so. I think both teams are going to score. And when I look at one of the bigger keys to tonight's game, I really feel like Harlan's going to put points on the board, and it's going to be up to this Tiger offense to go a little, touchdown for touchdown with them.
You bet. And, you know, we talk about Galen Zimmerman's love of going for it on fourth down. We may see a school record of going for it on fourth down.
I
mean, Harlan's got a quarterback that has about 2,400 yards of total offense in Eldrick Trotter. He's obviously a dual threat. He's thrown for over 1,700 yards. He's rushed for over 600 yards. He's accounted for 34 touchdowns. I mean, he's big time, and they've got big time skill positions up and down their roster. They've scored more than 55 points six times this year.
Yes.
However, I'm looking at
not
things,
so fast, sweetheart.
Not so fast, sweetheart. I'm looking at this San Antonio East Central game. I can't get my mind off of it. They beat San Antonio East Central 48-40. Then that's the one that you had said that they had to forfeit because
that's
they
correct.
Used an ineligible player or
right.
some such. And at any rate, San Antonio East Central then went 3-7 this year. So it's just bothering me. It's kind of lingering in the back of my mind. They gave up 40 points to a team that's 3-7.
Right.
So to me, that says, hey, Chase Ames, get that arm warmed up because we're getting ready to go up and down the field.
Well, and two, looking at, you know, it's a district slate that, you know, when you listen to a lot of people talk about it, not necessarily the challenge, I think, in district
right.
that the Tigers face this year when you look at having to play teams like Lake Travis and Westlake. So I think Dripping Springs is a little bit more challenged. But we know this Harlan team from last year, though, too. So if you don't recall, Harlan in the exact same round last year, a 55-24 winner against Dripping Springs. Now, again, when you rewind to that game, a lot of extenuating circumstances. So I'll tell you what, Harlan scored really quick on its first two drives, and Dripping Springs had some deep shots. They just couldn't connect. And then on the third drive of that night, Maddox Marr, starting quarterback for the Tigers, goes down, right? And so it's kind of one of those. I always believe, too, partner, no matter what the coaches say, no matter what kind of words they give, I think those games stick a little bit in your craw, you know what I mean, where the coaching staff and a lot of these players, I mean, you look at the receiving core, you know, Blomgren and Reed both there. You look at a lot of these offensive linemen. They were all part of that team. You know, you look at Jace DeGoda, part of that team as well. And you know, there's just that little bit of extra oomph that you have wanting to get a piece of them. So definitely one to look forward to tonight. The winner is going to advance to face the winner of Medina Valley versus Harlingen next week. We do not know a day or time. We're hoping on Saturday, right? We're hoping on Saturday. Don't want anything to interfere with that Texas A&M post-Turkey Day Friday. Yeah, exactly. But we don't know yet. You know, as soon as we hear something, obviously we'll pass that along. Some other news from around kind of the playoff area. Last night, Vandergrift a winner over San Antonio Brandeis. So the Vipers moving ahead last night. They won that one 37-7. So looking at the other side of the bracket, Vandergrift advances, and then they've got the winner tonight of San Marcos versus Edinburgh. So kind of on that other side, Vandy's already advanced. They're going to play the winner of San Marcos Edinburgh. You got Tigers and Harlan tonight. You got Medina Valley Harlingen tonight, right? Whoever advances in that bracket or from this game tonight going to play Medina Valley Harlingen. And then just kind of moving forward into that playoff time and getting into, you know, you start talking about round three and playing at Thanksgiving. Then you're talking about playing December football again, which is just exciting for me.
Oh, it's definitely exciting. And I always look forward to the games on Thanksgiving weekend. They just always seem so special. Often it's played on Saturday in the day, during the day somewhere. So this is an exciting time, to say the very least.
Well, and an exciting place to play, too. You know, for Austinites who are familiar kind of with House Park, Alamo Stadium, we call it the Rock Pile. You know, in San Antonio, they talk about it like it's the Rock Pile. That's a very commonly used word. Very historic stadium. Been around a long time. It's very unique in its construction. So it's kind of an old school bowl type stadium. Tigers played here last in 2016. Very good. Yeah, so Tigers played here in 2016. Got the win. I believe that was against Harlingen, actually. I know it was one of the Valley teams. I do know that. But got the win here, and that was in third round action, again, almost 10 years ago now, so nine years ago. Remember that team? It was a very good Dripping Springs team. Actually advanced, Mike, you'll like this as a Cowboys fan, so ended up getting knocked out by Richmond Foster, courtesy of C.D. Lamb, right? So Tigers got to play that 2016 team.
That's right.
Got to play against the C.D. Lamb-led Richmond Foster team that was just out of this world good. So really special team there. You know, but I think going back to tonight's keys, it's good. Like we talked about it. The Tiger offense has to keep up with this. And then Aldrick Trotter, we're going to mention this. You know, we saw him last year. Mike brought up the stats, but this is a kid who's over 70 yards rushing a game. He's around 200 yards passing a game. And when you look at what Harlan does, they get him out of the pocket a lot. They get him on rollouts to where he's got options now, right? So they're going to really, really put stress on those coverage units and then make Dripping Springs make decisions about how they're going to deal with Trotter when he gets out into space. That's going to be the first thing I'm looking for, is what Coach De Los Santos and that Tiger D is going to do on a lot of these design rollouts.
And then once you diagnose those rollouts, as you're saying, you take it a step further and say, fellas, you better be sure tacklers tonight.
Yes.
You can't have runs and yardage after the catch tonight. You have to tackle them and get them on the ground.
And again, it is, you know, we talked about 199 yards passing a game for Trotter. They also have a running back in Jivory Graham, 100 carries, 737 yards, 7.4 yard average, and 12 touchdowns rushing. Also has 21 catches, 414 yards, and 4 touchdowns receiving. Like you said, another kind of dual threat. Very Jayston Goda-like, right?
Yes.
Now, Graham is going to be more of a straight-line speed guy, right? He's not going to dance quite as much as Goda does, but also another receiver out of the backfield. They'll also bring Jordan Grady into the backfield and get some handoffs as well. So, again, multiple weapons for these Harlan Hawks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, they've got Malik Elmore. He's averaging 5 yards a carry. Brandon Robertson, he's only carried the ball 16 times this year, but he's rushed for 183 yards. Good Lord, that's 11 yards a carry. And in addition, he's caught 21 balls. Yep. So basically, you need to cover everybody.
Yeah.
Make sure you handle the quarterback.
Right.
Tackle real good. Don't have penalties.
Right.
Don't turn the ball over. If you do all of those things, you win. It's really a simple sort of
very, very simple, right? Just make sure everything is taken care of.
Yes, just do everything and do it great.
Yeah, but going back to the offense, you know, when you look at San Antonio Madison put up 24 points against this Harlan team twice, first time in the second game of the season, and then did it again last week. So Harlan a winner last week, 56-24. Dripping Springs a 38-14 winner over Vista Ridge. And when you look at that Dripping Springs-Vista Ridge game kind of on rewind, Chase Ames, just another phenomenal job at quarterback, able to find his receivers. When we look at that Harlan defense, I just want to see how they keep up with this receiving core for the Tigers, because we've talked about now that they're fully healthy, you've got Reed back, you've got Montgomery back, Bloomgren has been an asset all year long. I just wonder how Harlan's going to deal with that.
Well, I think they aren't. I think that's my answer.
There you go.
I don't think they are, and I'm being serious. That sounds kind of flippant, but you were kind of generous when you were describing their district as it compares to Dripping Springs district. I feel like you almost can't even make a comparison. There's no way that their schedule has been anywhere near as tough as Dripping Springs. I'm just saying that not as a homer, which I am for the Tigers.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, just looking at the numbers, it just don't fly. If you're playing Lake Travis and Westlake, and, oh, by the way, Vandegrift.
And Harker Heights.
And
don't forget Ridge about Harker Heights.
Harker Heights and Bowie's a good team. I mean, it's not close. And I think that maybe early on we're going to see that Harlan realizes this is the best team they will have faced all year, and they might have too much to handle tonight.
Well, we are going to give you a little break. We're going to take a quick break right here. And then up next, right after that, Mike is going to give us the Mark Murray weather forecast. So stay tuned, folks. You're listening to the Tiger Football Pregame Show here on KDRP.
Support for Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Keith Lee Physical Therapy. Dr. Keith Lee and his team of 12 PTs have focused on Dripping Springs sports injuries and rehab for the past 25 years. Two locations in Drip, Sawyer Ranch Medical Tower, and in the Arbor Center next to the high school. Details and hours online at KeithLeePT.com.
Support for this broadcast on KDRP comes from Anytime Fitness, offering 24-hour access to cardio and weightlifting equipment with personal training options and small group workouts. New location, the Spring Bluff Center behind Pizza Hut in Dripping Springs. More information on Facebook and by phone at 512-858-7171.
Support for Dripping Springs Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Dripping Springs Rental Center, providing tool and equipment rental for residents in Dripping Springs in the Texas Hill Country. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and Saturday, 7:30 until noon. 3 miles north of Highway 290 on Ranch Road 12. Available by phone at 512-858-5337 and online at dsrentalcenter.com.
Support comes from Pedernales Electric Cooperative, your local nonprofit electric cooperative. PEC is member-focused, people-powered, and proud to deliver safe, reliable, and low-cost electricity to members across the Texas Hill Country. Learn how PEC keeps our community shining bright at mypec.com.
And by AutoNation Chevrolet, offering a wide range of Chevrolet vehicles like the Silverado, the Colorado, and the Equinox. Get an online appraisal at AutoNationChevroletWestAustin.com with details on buying, selling, or trading in your car. Available in-store at 183 and Duval.
And by CommuniCare, offering integrated primary and specialty care for patients of all ages, including pediatric, family and sports medicine, teen health, senior care, dental, and behavioral health services. Locations in Kyle, Wimberley, San Marcos, and San Antonio. More information at CommuniCareSA.org.
And by Half Off Fireworks, available for hire in Texas for pyrotechnics for both public and private events. Fireworks sales begin December 20th at locations throughout Central Texas. Locations and online ordering at halfofffireworks.com.
Oh,
Welcome back to the Tiger Football Pregame Show. We are about 45 seconds from kickoff tonight. Beautiful national anthem rendition during the break right there. Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about the weather while the teams get set up.
Well, the weather's going to be perfect. What do you think about perfect? Perfect means it's good weather, doesn't it?
It's currently
71 degrees, only going to drop down to 68 around 10 o'clock when we're about through with this thing. The wind will gust all the way up to 7 miles an hour.
So
it's going to be perfect. It's not going to have any effect on the game. A lot of people were talking about rain going into the weekend and from midweek on into now. And nope, I don't think we're going to get a drop of rain. Everything is ready to rock. Let's go.
I love it. Tigers in the all whites tonight. Maroon helmets, white tops, white pants with that maroon numbering. Harlan in the black jerseys. They're kind of the black and baby blue. So black jerseys, they got the baby blue numbers, black helmets with the blue stripes. They've got a little blue Hawks logo on the side. Tigers did win the toss before the game and elected to defer. So Dripping Springs going to be kicking off from the north end zone. When you set up your imaginary mind's eye, that's going to be on the left side of your brain, right?
And they will also have the slight wind at their back, they being the Tigers.
Yes.
The wind is out of the north. There's just not much of it. So I look for Ian French's kick here probably to end up against that scoreboard down there.
Return men for the Hawks are Jordan Grady, number 6, and Jivory Graham, number 7. Both explosive, both offensive skill position starters, one at wide receiver, one at running back. So very explosive return game from Harlan. And again, that special team is going to be a key matchup here. We are just anxiously awaiting kickoff. I don't know why the officials kind of standing out at center field again. Another TV night, you know, so it might be one of those things we get some extra timeout time or something. I have no idea, but we are ready to roll here in the UIL Division 2 6A area round playoff. So waiting on the action.
And the officials are talking to both of the coaches. They were talking to Eddie Salas of Harlan momentarily, and then they were talking to Galen over there on the other sideline as well. So I don't know if it's clock thing or
waiting on something. So it looks like they're getting pretty close to getting it going. So just a little anticipation time. So again, Tiger defense going to be without Miles Kennedy tonight. Miles Kennedy ran into an issue last week, an injury issue, wasn't going to be available for tonight's game. So get well, Miles. You know, it's going to be something to look at out of that Bandit position because Miles has been very destructive over there.
No
doubt. And making
sure
that you have somebody. I believe Gabe Morales is going to be taking his place there. So making sure that you have somebody in that. Again, looking at this Tiger D, very, very aggressive in the turnover sense. 19 interceptions on the season. And Aldrick Trotter does have 5 picks this year. So here we go now. Tiger kicking team is lined up. French is walking into it, gets his foot into this one, and we are underway. That kick, as usual, going to bounce into the back of the end zone for a touchback, and Harlan Hawks going to take over first down and 10 from their own 25.
And a good crowd from Dripping Springs showed up here tonight, and of course Harlan just had to come from around the way to get here since they're at San Antonio High School.
Yeah, much shorter drive for the Hawks tonight. So ball going to start on the left hash for the Hawks. Two receivers to the right side. Tight end is lined up on the right side as well. One receiver solo left. Graham to Trotter's left side. Tigers with a 3-man front. There's the snap. Trotter back to pass. Has plenty of time. Now rolling out of the pocket. Almost hit. Still rolling. Throws that one away. Incomplete. So second down and 10 for the Hawks.
And great pressure that time by Dripping Springs. And you're right. Trotter was getting out of that pocket real quick. He didn't stay in the pocket and wait and look for his receivers very long and then started scrambling down the field. It looked like they were trying to rush him sort of conservatively to keep him in that pocket.
Early pressure right there by Major Bettridge forces him out of the pocket. That same formation, design quarterback run to the right. Hit in the backfield is Trotter up to the line of scrimmage and then stop. They may give him a gain of 1, but Tigers sniffed that one out. That left side of that Tiger defense led by Will Wright.
Yeah, the Tigers up front look like they are ready to go here tonight, and that will certainly make a difference if they can contain Trotter and keep him locked up in that pocket.
So third down and 9 now for the Hawks. Dripping Springs only allowing 29% of third downs to be converted. 32 of 107 for this Tiger D on the year. Empty backfield for Trotter. Ball near that right hash on the right side. Three receivers left. Tigers still bring three with that contained. Pass over the middle. Intercepted by Dripping Springs at the 40-yard line. That is Tripp that gets it. Colton Tripp able to get to that one. And it is going to be first and 10 Tigers.
How about that, Craig? You had mentioned the five interceptions. I'm going to give you credit for that turnover there, Craig. You had mentioned that perhaps Harlan might turn the ball over a little bit here tonight, and that's exactly what happened. The first big, huge break. Go the Tigers' way.
Well, and the interception apparently blew the lights out on the visitor's side. So the lights go out right there, and it's a correction. Liam Lawson, the cornerback, actually steps over to make that interception. They're going to take an official timeout to try and fix this light issue. We'll go ahead and take one with them. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support for high school football comes from AutoNation Chevrolet, offering a wide range of Chevrolet vehicles like the Silverado, the Colorado, and the Equinox. Get an online appraisal at AutoNationChevroletWestAustin.com with details on buying, selling, or trading in your car, available in-store at 183 and Duval.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Independent Branch in Dripping Springs. Financial consultant and branch leader Brian Carpenter provides investment information, education, and guidance. More at Schwab.com/Dripping Springs or located on Highway 290 in Belterra Village. Charles Schwab and Company Incorporated. Member SIPC.
Support for Dripping Springs Tiger football on KDRP comes from Dripping Springs Rental Center, providing tool and equipment rental for residents in Dripping Springs in the Texas Hill Country. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and Saturday, 7:30 until noon. 3 miles north of Highway 290 on Ranch Road 12. Available by phone at 512-858-5337 and online at dsrentalcenter.com.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. So Harlan's drive goes three plays and ends with the interception. Liam Lawson stepping in front of that one. And Mike and I, we were talking during the break about Trotter kind of, when he stayed in the pocket, you know, Tigers did a really good job. Three-man pressure, just kind of trying to keep him contained.
Right.
You know, it looked like that pass might have sailed on him a little. That might be the idea for Dripping Springs is, hey, we're only going to send three. We're going to spy him and really try and force him to make passes out of the pocket on that first drive, 0-for-2 with the interception. So that first drive for Dripping Springs worked or defensively looked really good.
Oh, that was perfect to get an interception on third and 9. And Trotter has a 76% completion percentage rate. I mean, the guy is an accurate thrower. But you're right. When he's sitting back there in the pocket, he's probably more comfortable on the run. Some of these quarterbacks throw better, strangely, when they're running than they do in the pocket. And maybe he's one of those kids. And great job that time by Tripp to get that interception, though. He was just kind of playing center field on that one.
Well, we are still in our timeout right now. The visiting side lights went out. It was interesting. They kind of went out at the exact same time that Dripping Springs got the interception.
It really did.
We talked about kind of blew the lights out on that side. And, you know, with these older stadiums sometimes, it's a good like 5 minutes or so to charge. Now I'm going to go old school on you here. I'm leaning back. I'm getting in my rocking chair.
Craig with an electrician story.
That's right. Well, back in my day, so, you know, I don't know if you know this, like gym lights used to be this way all the time. They required warm-up. And one of the things I learned my first few years as a coach was that the halogen lights in gyms, once they were hot, they took forever to warm back up or get back going. And I don't know why. I don't know the mechanics behind it. But basically, when you first turned them on, you knew you were a good 5 minutes. But if for some reason somebody shut them down, it took a longer amount of time to be able to get them back on. But I'll tell you right now, there's no progress here on the light situation.
No.
Which means this to me, there is probably an electrical issue somewhere. I'm guessing there's a breaker that got tripped in this older stadium here at Alamo Stadium. So we are in a, what do we call this, a light delay? We're in a light delay?
Yes, a power.
A power outage. Delay. There we go.
A power delay.
Yeah, we're a little bit of a power delay. Let's see what we've got around the area just to talk about scores while we are waiting. You know what? It's fun, partner. Just going back into the Wayback Machine, you got to have one of these, I think. And I'm looking back at Denver O'Neill, too, kind of every year, right? So I
either
go,
a lightning delay.
Yeah, you
or
get
something.
You get the lightning delay. You get something going on. You know, was it two? I believe it was either 2 or 3 years ago. Tigers in their last regular season game against Austin Anderson, and the Tigers end up kicking off against Anderson. This is at House Park, and on about a 2 hour. It was actually I can be perfect here. 2 hour and 26 minute lightning delay because the game was supposed to kick off at 7:30. It kicked off at 9:56, and the reason I remember that is the UIL has a rule for football games. You cannot kick off after 10 p.m., and at that point, Dripping Springs already had their playoff berth picked. Anderson was not going to get in the playoffs no matter what, and so the conundrum kind of was, all right, you know, can we just let this one go? You know, we've been sitting
Let's
there.
Let's call it yep, good, in yep. other words.
By the way, that also Denver O'Neill, that's where he gets best engineer ever category. It was a rainy night, kind of gross, kind of cool. And Mike and I knew we were going to have to be up late, so Denver actually went on a coffee run for us.
Yeah, I remember that.
Found some local coffee. It was wonderful. So, all right, let's get to some scores around the area. Talked about last night, San Antonio Vandegrift, a winner over, or sorry, Austin Vandegrift, a winner over San Antonio Brandeis. Right, I'm going to dig up this Harlingen score right now. Medina Valley on top of Harlingen. That is a 14-0 Medina Valley lead. That one with 10:31 left in the second quarter. So earlier kickoff for that game.
So Harlingen's over Medina Valley.
Yeah, Medina Valley leading Harlingen 14-0
okay.
right now. So, yeah, Medina Valley the leader in that one.
And I'm here to report a light went on that Bank of Lights to our left.
Oh, there we go. We got one
But
low
then it went
on.
Off, okay. And the other one came on. So
we're getting
I don't
progress.
Know what that
I,
means.
I see there is one blue light on now on one side. So that's what we've got. Lake Travis right now on top of San Antonio Brennan. That one really close right now. Second quarter, 5:26 left to play in that one. Lake Travis a 3-0 leader in that game.
Wow.
Let's see what
that
else
is a
we've
surprise.
Got. Yeah, yeah. Blanco all over Cotulla right now on our Sun Radio Sports Network. 28-0. So the neighbor to the west, those Blanco Panthers, having a really good season themselves. Let's see what else we got as we scroll through the scores. Trying to find some interesting ones. Salado over Rockport 14-7.
The head official is down there talking to Eddie Salas. And I don't know if you've heard of Eddie Salas's story.
No, tell me, please. This is a great time.
Good time to share.
I would love to hear Coach Salas's story because I know it's a good one.
Eddie Salas is the head coach at Heartland.
Right.
And last Christmas Eve, he was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow.
I mean, practically a year ago, 11 months. You know, he's got kids who are 20, 13, and 6.
Oof.
Okay?
Oh, man.
And I'm reading this story this week, mm-hmm. and it's in Dave Campbell's Texas Football. The writer wrote the story and obviously interviewed Eddie for the story. And he says the thing he remembers most vividly about all of this, first of all, his brother died of cancer at 37.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he has that in his mind. But Eddie says he was laying in his bed after his diagnosis.
Okay.
And he sort of felt that his wife was looking at him in the dark. You know,
right.
you're a husband. You
yeah.
lay there with your wife. You talk,
like
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And you could feel, he said, I could feel her looking at me.
Right.
And she turned to me and said, boy, this gets me.
Okay.
And I start crying when the wind blows. She turns to him and says, I can't raise these kids without you. You know that, don't you? And his response is, you're not going to have to.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
wow.
And then he goes out and beats the heck out of cancer.
Yep.
And there he is on the 44-yard line talking to the official about lights going out. These lights going out mean nothing to Eddie
no,
Salas.
No, not at all.
But the night that he laid there and heard his wife in the dark say, honey, I can't raise these kids without you. If that doesn't trigger something in you, you're not human.
Yes, if that
you know?
Doesn't move
I mean,
you, I don't
I
know
mean,
what
we,
to say.
We get wrapped up in all of this football stuff, and, you know, as much as we love it, you know, football doesn't compare to that.
No, it's a small part of life, you know, at the end of the
day. Boy, it's good to see Eddie Salas standing out there at the 44-yard line after all of that. What a great story.
Oh, my gosh,
and,
absolutely.
You know, hats off to him.
Yep.
And now let's go beat the heck out of him, 42 to nothing. How about that?
Let him get back to help and raise those kids, right? Let him get back to help and raise those kids.
That's right.
Well, we are still on a light delay. No real progress yet. Again, if you're just tuning in, the score is still 0-0. We got 11:06 left in the first. Harlan had one drive. They got about 1 yard, and on their third play threw an interception. Again, Liam Lawson, his third interception on the season. And when the ball was intercepted, we got a little bit of a light action, right? So the lights went out only on the visitor side. So we got great lighting here at Alamo Stadium on the home side, but I guess they feel like they got to have them all on. We have progressed to one working lamp now on the visitor side. So that's progress.
And we can see. I mean, we see fine, but over to our left, and that end zone is dark, and that end zone is dark over there. And so I don't know what the protocol is. I assume, and now Eddie Salas is talking to Galen Zimmerman out there and the officials, and they're all standing around probably talking a lot like we're talking right now, going, well, I wonder what the deal is. And must have lost a breaker or
You say whatever. You think it's this?
Well, I know this. Denver had this long explanation about fluorescent lighting.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, okay. He says that fluorescent lights take longest to turn back on because they need to warm up inside before they can glow.
There you go. It's balanced.
It's kind of like me.
Yeah.
I need to be warm inside before. And
yes,
then,
before you glow.
And then I do, in fact, glow.
Yes, you do. I agree.
And inside the tube, according to Denver, are special gases.
Yep.
It's also like me.
Yep.
And little metal parts that have to get hot enough to make lights. When you turn the light off, those parts cool down fast, and the gas inside gets harder to light again.
There it is, Denver. See,
so
I knew
there
was something to it.
And what this means is, here in a minute, these officials are going to call up here, and they're going to get Denver to scale that dang light pole way over there and go up there and just unscrew them all and screw them back in.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go here, right? Make some fluoresce. Well, and you know, with the fluorescent bulbs, too, you know, we all dealt with this. You know, if you're of a certain age, I'll say, back in the 80s and 90s when people used to put the big, long fluorescent tubes, like in kitchens and things like that, right?
And they shatter in a million pieces.
Oh, yeah, but you have to go do, you know, you got to go make sure you'd always get one that wasn't working quite right. You have to get the ballast right and things like that. So we are still in the light delay, folks. We are going to take a little bit of a break, but we will be right back. Hopefully we're getting out of this light delay soon. You are listening to the Tiger Football not pregame show. You're listening to Tiger Football. I know. I feel like the pregame show. You're listening to Tiger Football here on KDRP and the Sun Radio Sports Network. Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP and the Sun Radio Sports Network. Craig Swanick here with Mike Blackwell and Denver O'Neill. We got Denver out there. He's got one bank of the lights on. So I would say we're in kind of, what would he say, Mike, the 85% stage to our left. So the north side visitors' lights are at about 85%. And the south side visitors' lights, only about 25%, but working on it. Got some good feedback from one of our regular listeners, Mike Veo, was like, hey, I remember in the day those things take about 30 to 45 minutes to get back on. And I was like, old stadium lights take a while. It's kind of, you know, on cold mornings, Mike, and it's cold, and you just don't, it takes a while to get the old legs moving.
Yes.
Very, very similar to these
otherwise
stadium lights.
Otherwise known as Monday through Friday.
Yes, yep.
You know.
So we are currently in that light delay. In case you are just tuning in, here is how the game has gone so far. Tigers won the toss. They elected to defer. So Harlan has had one drive. We're just going to go play-by-play here. I'm going to go through every single play of this football game so far.
Go for it.
The kick was for a touchback. On first down and 10, Harlan threw a pass that was incomplete. On second down and 10, Harlan ran quarterback Aldrick Trotter kind of off right tackle for a one-yard gain. Really good job by that left side of the Tiger defensive line. Will Wright, Jackson Safir, Kyle Daniel over on that side as well at the linebacking position to stop that drive. Then on third down, Tigers send three and kind of play that contain defense on Trotter, the dangerous quarterback. Trotter stayed in the pocket, threw it over the middle of the field, and ended up throwing an interception to one Liam Lawson. That is the 20th interception on the year for the Dripping Springs defense. That's Lawson's third. And when you look at this Tiger secondary, Lawson has three picks. Colton Tripp has five picks. Gage De Los Santos has four interceptions. And Malachi Igoro has three. You hear the crowd cheering. The officials have made the decision. The lights are bright enough on Friday night that we can restart this football game. First down and 10 for your Dripping Springs Tigers. They are taking over on the Harlan 40-yard line. Ball is on the right hash. You've got solo right Merrick Blumgren out there to that right side. Actually got an unusual formation. It's a different player out to that right side. Cooper Reed solo left. It is number 24 for Dripping Springs out on that right side. So that's Will Foreman lined up wide right. You've got two tight ends in the game. So that's number 87, Ronnie Folks. You got number 85 as well, Ryder Mustaine. Ball on the right hash, pistol formation. They put Foreman in motion to the left. Handoff to go to working off left. And it has a hole, 30, 25, breaks a tackle, falls down at about the 21-yard line. So on the first play, offensive play for the Tigers, Jason Goda knifes through the defense. Gain of 18 and a Tiger first down.
And what a hole that was blown open for Goda to go through on that play, Craig. Great start by the offense.
Tigers right back on the ball. Three receivers to the right. Blumgren coming back in the game. One receiver to the left. Now they motion Folks from the right side to the left side. Lines up in that H-back spot. Going to be the same play. Goda bounces outside. This time across the 20. Able to fall ahead to about the 18, it looks like. So Jason Goda hit at the line of scrimmage, but still able to drag a defender. Gain of 4.
And that Dripping Springs offensive line, they look like they got off the bus ready to block people, Craig.
Very physical so far on the first two plays. Second down and 6, Tigers. Ball to 23. Left hash, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Now they're going to motion Montgomery from the right to the left. Nope, back over to the right side. Throw a little swing past him out to the right. Caught 15 at the 10, fighting for yardage at the 5, the 3 before he goes out of bounds. So James Montgomery, his first catch of the night on a swing pass. First and goal Tigers, ball at the 4.
He was doing all he could, Craig, to get into that end zone. He was able to spin and push forward and get it all the way down just right at the 4-yard line. First down now and goal.
Montgomery comes out. Ryder Mustaine coming back in that two tight end set for Dripping Springs. Both tight ends lined up to the left side. Cooper Reed wide left. Blumgren wide right. Ball is on that right hash. Harlan changing their defense in front. A lot of guys up on that front. They give it to Goda. He's at the 2 before he falls down. So actually able to roll ahead, it looks like, to the 1-yard line. So gain of 3 on the play. Second down and goal for the Tigers from the 1.
You know, we're kind of making light of the lights there, Craig, but I am glad that the players didn't have to wait too long, because then it becomes a mental thing and a physical thing. If you got to wait 30 or 45 minutes, that kind of throws you off. You're a coach, you know that. And these young kids, their attention span is not long, but looks like there's a penalty now against the Tigers.
So penalty against the Tigers. They're resetting the play clock. Dripping Springs moving back 10. So looks like that was a hold right there. So actually, I say 10 yards. They're moving them back to the 9-yard line. So it's going to be a first and goal for Dripping Springs, but at the 9. So that play doesn't count.
That must have been a 5-yarder, obviously. Yep. Something pre-snap, I guess.
Procedure penalty against Dripping Springs moves them back to the 9. 9:34 left here in the first quarter of this game after the light delay. Score still 0-0, but Tigers knocking on the door. Both tight ends lined up in the right side. Tigers with a twins backfield now. Going to be a handoff. Nope, this one blown dead as well. Don't see a flag. There is a flag in the backfield, so another illegal formation against Dripping Springs. Move them back another 5.
Well, Craig, I thought they called delay of game.
Oh, delay of game. You're correct. Delay of game. So now it's first and goal Tigers from the 14. Dripping Springs just trying to give themselves a little more room to operate here, I guess, partner.
Yeah, work on their stats a little bit
more. There you go. They want to be able – I guarantee it's probably the receiving core. They want that ball to be able to be thrown here. Like, let's not run it on first and goal. So first and goal from the 14. Three receivers set now for the Tigers. They motion Montgomery in the left side. Blitz from Harlan. Throw is deep to the left side to Reed. Incomplete. Again, that pass intended for Cooper Reed about 5 yards deep in the red zone. Second down now and goal from the 14. Good coverage right there by Harlan.
Yeah, it was really good coverage. I was about to say before they snapped the ball that Dripping Springs had a height advantage at every location with their receivers, so I wouldn't be surprised if they go back to that play numerous times again before this game is over.
Second down and goal for the Tigers. Ball still on the 14-yard line, still on that right hash. Two tight end set. Now they motion Cooper Reed over to the right, so both receivers on the right side. Inside handoff goes to Gota. That one sniffed out maybe a yard on the play, so it's going to be third and goal from the 13 now.
Well, it's such an awkward thing. You know, the Tigers got it down there. They thought they had it at the 1 yard line, and now they sit at the 13 with third down and goal.
Montgomery coming back into the game for Dripping Springs. Three receivers lined up to the left. There's the snap under pressure. Zane's going to throw this one into the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Tigers! That is number two, Cooper Reed with the touchdown from Chase Ames. And on third and goal, the Tigers strike.
And he was covered there, Craig. He was well covered in that end zone, and Chase Ames had to thread the needle.
Going to see there was a flag down, but the officials are talking about it, so we're going to see what the flag is. So it's touchdown. So the Tigers get an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty after the touchdown counts. So that will be assessed on the kickoff. So Tigers with an unsportsmanlike. I honestly didn't see it. I can't tell you what it was. Mike, you've got it.
Well, I think I know what it was. I think Cooper Reed kind of gave it a little spike after he scored the touchdown.
Oh, okay. There you go.
The receivers and the DBs have been going back and forth with each other verbally, not just Cooper and his defensive back trying to cover him, but the whole group. So everybody's a little salty right now.
Bettridge with the snap. Fredenberg with the hold. French's kick is up, and it's good with 8:17 left here in the first quarter. Your score, Dripping Springs 7, Harlan 0. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support comes from Pedernales Electric Cooperative, your local nonprofit electric cooperative. PEC is member-focused, people-powered, and proud to deliver safe, reliable, and low-cost electricity to members across the Texas Hill Country. Learn how PEC keeps our community shining bright at mypec.com.
Support comes from CommuniCare, offering integrated primary and specialty care for patients of all ages, including pediatric, family and sports medicine, teen health, senior care, dental and behavioral health services. Locations in Kyle, Wimberley, San Marcos, and San Antonio. More information at CommuniCareSA.org.
And by AutoNation Chevrolet, offering a wide range of Chevrolet vehicles like the Silverado, the Colorado, and the Equinox. Get an online appraisal at AutoNationChevroletWestAustin.com with details on buying, selling, or trading in your car, available in-store at 183 and Duval.
This is KDRP LP Dripping Springs, 103.1 FM, broadcasting free and live worldwide at KDRP.org, playing the best music under the sun.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. So that drive for Dripping Springs goes 40 yards in six plays, capped off by the 13-yard touchdown reception. We were talking about it during the break. You know, well covered right there by Harlan, but Cooper Reed just reached, Dedro Deal said, just reached through a guy, basically grabbed the football from him and got the touchdown. Got a little excited, so Tigers going to be kicking off from their own 25 here. There is the boot. Nice line drive by French. Bounces at the end zone. So that was a 15-yard farther kick. Instead of bouncing out the back, it is still a touchback, and the 15-yarder basically is a net zero for the Hawks.
I mean, he just hammered that, didn't he?
Oh, impressive kick right there.
75 yards to the goal
French.
Line, and he kicks it out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, and that one bounces right in the end zone, and it was coming in like, you know, one of those we call it coming in hot, right? A line drive just coming in screaming right there. So here we go. First down and 10, Harlan. Ball on the left hash. They've got one receiver to either side. Got a fullback kind of lined up left. Trotter in the shotgun. Graham to his right, handoff to Graham on the left side, met in the backfield. He's not going to get much, maybe a yard right there. Host of Tigers on the tackle. I see Dylan Brasher coming out of the pile. I see number 91 for that Dripping Springs defense coming out as well. That's Colby Hands.
Well, I'm no expert, but the lines of scrimmage are so far being dominated by Dripping Springs. I'll tell you that.
There's the snap, quarterback keeper out to the right. He's going to be able to fall ahead, does Trotter. Short gain, though. Actually, the spot has his knee down, just a gain of one. So quarterback keeper off to the right side, and it's going to be third down and eight now for the Hawks. They bring three receivers, all of them basically stacked up to this left side. Wide receiver screen, caught at the 28, out of bounds at the 32. That's Malachi Egro, and now Harlan's going to kind of have their first question of the night. Do they elect to go for it, or do they elect to punt here?
Well, I assume that, yeah, they're going to bring out the punt team.
So gain of six right there. That was Graham on the reception for the Hawks. And Harlan on their second drive going to go three and out and bring out their punt team. Ball is at their own 32-yard line. Judah Satterfeld lined up at the Tiger 40. Punter for the Hawks is Ashton Derby, number 43. And Harlan not a really frequently punting team with as much as they've scored. Did not punt at all last week in their playoff game against Madison. There's the snap. Nice snap. Off to his right. There's a flag down, though. They're going to blow that one dead. That punt was short, but this play is going to be blown dead. It's going to be a procedure penalty against Harlan.
Wow, and that's great news for the Tigers, especially after watching that punt. I mean, the Tigers should have awesome field position after this.
Well, there might be a reason that the Hawks have not punted quite a bit. That was kind of a low-line drive. Bounced around the Harlan 45. So Satterfeld now walking his way up. Going to be at the Dripping Springs 47, it looks like. Ball on the left hash for the Hawks. Again, Harlan is punting into the wind. Same kind of formation, same low-line drive. Satterfeld's going to get away from this one, gets everybody away. Ball is going to be down in Tiger territory, but up near midfield at the 47. So Dripping Springs going to take over. First down and 10 near midfield at their own 47-yard line.
Talk about excellent field position. That'll be a good place to start the drive at your own 47, especially after getting the interception on the first drive and getting it inside the Hawks' territory before the touchdown.
So first down and 10 Tigers. They've got Montgomery and Blumgren outright, Cooper Reed wide left. Jason Goda in the pistol formation behind Chase Ames. Now they're going to motion Cooper Reed to the right. Inside handoff goes to Goda. Met in the backfield. Going to be tackled for a loss right there. So Goda not able to get started. Loss of two on the play. Second down and 12.
He had no space really to run up front. It looks to me like, Craig, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, it seems with the eye test, it feels like Dripping Springs' offensive front is a lot heavier than the Harlan defensive line.
Yeah, I would think so too. Just kind of body for body. There's a
right.
Big nose tackle for Harlan, but then after that, it kind of looks a little bit leaner on the ends. Harlan goes with a three-man front as well. Now they shift and get five guys up near the line of scrimmage. Tigers shift as well to a four-receiver set. There's the snap. Harlan brings pressure. Ames looking right, throwing right. Has a man, Blumgren, caught across midfield at the 47. Falls ahead. Looks like they're going to give him the 46. Going to see somewhere between the 46 and 47. It's going to be third down and very short, about four for the Tigers.
And I got to believe that Galen Zimmerman here is definitely in four down territory, especially after watching how well his defense is playing currently.
6:15 left here in the first. Dripping Springs leading this game 7-0 on this third down and four. Harlan again showing heavy, heavy pressure on that front. Tigers looking to the sideline. Still plenty of time on the play clock. Now they're going to move Goda over to the left side of Ames. Again, heavy pressure. Draw play for Goda. Scott running right at the 40, 35, 30. It's a foot race. The 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Tigers. Jason Goda takes that draw to the house from 47 yards out.
47-yard touchdown, Craig. I don't think he was touched. And once he got in the secondary, he was long gone. Dripping Springs with a two-score lead now.
So Harlan again elects to bring that pressure. And if you remember anything from last year, that was their strategy. But this time the Tigers have the answer yet again as Jason Goda takes that halfback draw and races 47 yards untouched into the end zone. Major Bettridge with the snap. Pete Fredenberg, your holder. Snap is a little low, but Fredenberg gets it down. Kick is up and good. And your score with 5:47 in the first. Dripping Springs leading this one 14-0. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support for this broadcast on KDRP comes from Anytime Fitness, offering 24-hour access to cardio and weightlifting equipment with personal training options and small group workouts. New location, the Spring Bluff Center behind Pizza Hut in Dripping Springs. More information on Facebook and by phone at 512-858-7171.
Support for Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Keithley Physical Therapy. Dr. Keithley and his team of 12 PTs have focused on Dripping Springs sports injuries and rehab for the past 25 years. Two locations in Drip, Sawyer Ranch Medical Tower, and in the Arbor Center next to the high school. Details and hours online at KeithleyPT.com.
And by Half Off Fireworks, available for hire in Texas for pyrotechnics for both public and private events. Fireworks sales begin December 20th at locations throughout Central Texas. Locations and online ordering at halfofffireworks.com.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. So that drive goes 53 yards in three plays, capped off by the 47-yard touchdown run from Jason Goda, really just right up the middle too, Mike.
French, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, he had great blocking. All he had to do was run in a straight line. I don't think he deviated hardly at all, because once that line opened up that hole, all he had to do was run. And Jason Goda, oh, by the way, is pretty good at running.
Yes, and at that time, too, it was against that Harlan pressure. So we've seen Harlan every kind of passing down, and on that third and four, Harlan bringing heavy, heavy pressure. So French's kick was for a touchback. Harlan going to take over again. First down and 10, four receiver set there on the left hash on the 25. Read option. Trotter's got running room now across the 40 up to the 42. So that read option is going to net them a gain of almost 20 and a first down. First big gain of the night.
Yeah, that was obviously their best play of the night, and it was a completely different play than what they've run before, so I fully expect the Tigers to adjust to that.
17-yard gain on the play on that read option from Trotter. He was setting up, it looked like Graham to his right, and then he kept it heading to his left. So, again, that one, 17 yards, 19 yards for Trotter so far on three carries. Three receiver set, again, two to the right, one to the left. Ball still on that left hash. Now they motion that lone receiver out to left, over to the right. Going to be a swing pass caught by Graham at the 40, 45. Goes out of bounds near midfield at about the 48. Give him a gain of six.
One thing we haven't talked about with Trotter, Craig, he's 5'10 and 160. He's a little guy, but he certainly is fast. And we saw some of that for the first time when he got some open space in front of himself.
So officially log that a gain of four, and it's going to be second down now. Looks like it went out of bounds at about the 47. So second down now at about six. Ball on the right hash, two receivers to the right. Looks like they're setting up a reverse. Met right near the line of scrimmage and driven away from that line of scrimmage. Tigers do a great job. No gain on the play on that reverse. Third down and six now for the Hawks.
And that's a good sign for the Tigers, too. When the other team is running reverses 8 minutes into the game, you know your defense is doing a good job. And also going back to the Dripping Springs offense, Craig,
right.
You talked about the blitzing. That's going to benefit Chase Ames and all those wide receivers at some point, too. They don't mind being blitzed.
Substitutions for both teams. Tigers get a new defensive line out there. They fake the reverse. Trotter rolling out to his left, throwing out to his left. Has a man open. Caught at the 20, at the 15, at the 10. Shakes a man at the 5. Fighting. Ball's loose. No, that's a helmet. Sorry about that. And brought down. Saw something come out, but that was a helmet, not a football. First and goal, Hawks at the 5-yard line. That's number six.
That was Jordan Grady on the catch there, Craig. He has 16 catches for over 200 yards this year. He's about their fourth or fifth receiver down the level of receivers, but he got behind that secondary for sure.
That's a 48-yard gain for the Hawks right there. Is Grady able to get behind the defense? First and goal now, Harlan. Ball at the 4-yard line. Two tight ends in, one wide receiver. There's the snap. Inside handoff goes to Graham. He's at the 2, at the 1, brought down at the 1. So gain of 3, and it's going to be second down now and goal for the Hawks. Ball at the 1-yard line. Harlan right back at the line of scrimmage. That same formation. There's the snap. Same play. Bounces off a tackler and into the end zone goes Ivory Graham. So Harlan answers there as Graham takes it in from 1 yard out.
Well, and Graham didn't have much work to do after he got it down to the one. All he had to do was power his way into the end zone. Great drive by Harlan, and what they did on that drive that they didn't do on the two previous drives is they did a lot of trickeration, a lot of movement, and a lot of changing things up. So you know these are top-notch coaches that know how to adjust in-game.
Your kicker for the Hawks, Carlos Cartagena. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. And it's good. So your score with 3:47 left here in the first quarter. Dripping Springs 14, Harlan 7. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Funding provided by Brian Carpenter, independent branch leader for Charles Schwab Dripping Springs, a supporter of Tiger Sports on KDRP for over 10 years. Located in Belterra Village or by phone at 512-858-7259.
Support for Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Grease Monkey Quick Lube and Brakes, providing foreign and domestic oil changes for gasoline and diesel engines, AC service and tire rotations, and offering brake service located on Highway 290 just west of the HEB Shopping Center. Details for your next service online at greasemonkey.com.
Support for this broadcast on KDRP comes from Anytime Fitness, offering 24-hour access to cardio and weightlifting equipment with personal training options in small group workouts. New location, the Spring Bluff Center behind Pizza Hut in Dripping Springs. More information on Facebook and by phone at 512-858-7171.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. So Harlan answers with that drive. 75 yards in six plays. Kick is a line drive, going to be returned. That's Frost across the 25 up to the 29. So good decision by Ryder Frost. Going to be a net four right there as Tigers get up to the 29 on that return.
That was a line drive, too. That looked like a line drive to center field. He did a good job of clicking that thing out of the air cleanly and getting it out almost to the 30.
So, again, looking at that Harlan drive, six plays, goes 75 yards, capped off by that one-yard touchdown run by Ivory Graham. Two explosives for the Hawks. Tigers now first down and 10 from their own 29. Two tight ends in, both on the right side of the field. Ball is on the right hash again. Harlan showing heavy pressure. Handoff goes inside to Goda. Bounces off a tackler across the 30 to the 34. So give him a gain of 5, second down and 5 for the Tigers. Mike, I like the fact that Dripping Springs sticking to the run game here, too. I think it's important to be able to let your defense have a little breather after that Harlan drive,
please.
For sure.
Especially with all those big plays, that's a lot of running.
Same two tight end formation. They shift both to the left side, the wide side of the field. Harlan with five guys up near the line of scrimmage. Back to pass as Ames tipped and caught by Cooper Reed. Oh, my goodness. He bobbles it, catches it, and he's going to take this one to the house for the touchdown. That one was tipped by a Harlan defender. Cooper Reed bobbles it once. He bobbles it twice. He corrals it, and the Tigers strike back yet again. Touchdown, Tigers.
It was slightly underthrown there, Craig, and you're right. The defensive back got his hand on it and deflected it, and then Cooper Reed just kind of played the juggler, the happy juggler, and he caught it and managed to wave bye to everybody as he was going into the end zone. Nice job, Cooper Reed.
66 yards and on that touchdown reception by Cooper Reed. And as many plays as we've seen that young man make, that might be the best one I've ever seen. There's Bettridge's snap. It's good. Fredenberg's hold is good. Kick is up, and it's good. And Tigers again strike back with 2:55 left here in the first quarter. It is Dripping Springs 21, Harlan 7. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
I, Brian Carpenter, independent branch leader for Charles Schwab Dripping Springs, a supporter of Tiger Sports on KDRP for over 10 years. Located in Belterra Village or by phone at 512-858-7259. Support comes from Edmondson, Shelton & Weiss, a civil litigation law firm born in Dripping Springs. With decades of experience, their attorneys champion for clients in federal and state courts across Texas. Sporting Tiger broadcast for 16 years. More at ESWP LLC.com.
Support comes from Pedernales Electric Cooperative, your local nonprofit electric cooperative. PEC is member-focused, people-powered, and proud to deliver safe, reliable, and low-cost electricity to members across the Texas Hill Country. Learn how PEC keeps our community shining bright at mypec.com.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. So the Tiger answer goes 71 yards in two plays. That second play, 66-yard touchdown reception by Cooper Reed, it left me at a loss for words. It was underthrown. It was tipped by a Harlan defender. And then Cooper Reed basically played tip drill, thanks Denver O'Neill, who was talking about it. That's a tip drill right there.
Absolutely.
I plays tip drill to himself, barely gets a hand on it, tips it up and forward, runs underneath it, tips it again, and then is able to corral it. Well, the Harlan defenders had already given up. They thought they tipped the ball away, and it was going to be incomplete. But Cooper Reed with the extra effort and the answer. So Tigers back up by two scores, 21-7.
Boy, that was just as circus of a catch as you can find. And Cooper brought his swag to the stadium tonight too, doesn't he?
It's good to have that kid back out there. So French's kick, another touchback. First down and 10 for the Hawks. Again, on their own 25. Trotter back to pass, throwing left, complete to receiver. Makes a move across the 30 before he goes out of bounds. That's number 8, Xavier Smith, on the catch. Gain of about, looks like they're going to give him 8 on the play. So second down now and 2.
And Xavier is a guy you might want to keep an eye on. He has 16 catches this year for 488 yards. He's averaging a cool 30.5 yards per catch.
There's the snap. Inside handoff goes to the running back, Graham. He is met at the line of scrimmage, and Pyle is stopped. No gain on the play. Going to be third down now and 2. And so far, Graham not finding a lot of running room. 3 yards in 3 carries.
No, but he only needed that 1 yard to get that touchdown,
very true.
I guess, right?
Very, very
true. You know,
true.
Going back to Xavier Smith, not only is he averaging over 30 yards a catch, he has 8 touchdowns in 16 catches. Now, you can do that math, and you went to A&M.
That's very true.
Catches are touchdowns.
There's the snap. It's fumbled. It is able to pick it up as Aldrick Trotter. They were going for the reverse, and it is going to be a big loss. Trotter bobbles it. Luckily, it bounces right back in his lap, but he's going to be brought down. Dylan Brasher, I believe number 14. Sorry, that's number 35 for the Tigers. Gabe Morales, both on that tackle. It's going to be fourth down now and 9. Hawks going to be forced to punt.
And you're right. Trotter was very fortunate. That thing just bounced right back up to him.
So here we go. Fourth down and 9 for the Hawks. There's the snap. Punter rolling out to his right, kicking out to his right. Going to bounce near midfield and out of bounds. So Tigers going to take over very, very close to midfield. And it's going to be first down and 10, Dripping Springs, as the Tiger defense now has their third stop of the night in 4 Harlan drives.
And what great field position the Tigers are going to have again on this drive as well.
Yes, it looks like ball is going to be officially spotted at the Harlan 48. So Tigers so far on field position at the Harlan 40 off an interception, at their own 47, at the Harlan 48, and then their worst one of the night was at their own 29, and they decided to make that their fewest plays and score in 2. So Tigers leading this one with 1:12 left here in the first. Dripping Springs up 21-7. Ball is at the Harlan 49 officially. Ball on the left hash, 2 receivers to the left. Bluegren solo right. Now they're going to motion Montgomery out from the left to the right. Inside handoff goes to Gota. Has some running room up near the 40 when he is tripped up, working that left side. It's going to be second down now at about 3.
And in between the tackles, boy, the Tigers are able to do a whole lot of damage so far here tonight.
Jaston Gota, a lot of carries so far. Let's see, 8 carries so far for Gota. He's going to be close to about 70 yards as well.
Wow.
So second down and officially 3 for the Tigers. Ball still on that left hash. 3 receivers to the right. Cooper Reed solo left. Now they're going to motion. Looks like Folks out to the left side, back to that H-back spot. There's the snap. Handoff goes to go to working the left side. Going to be very close to the first down. Breaks a tackle. He's got running room now at the 30. Leaps over a man. He's at the 20. At the 15, Jaston Gota just will not go down. First down and goal, Tigers at the 10. Mike, he was brought down. and definitely like looked like he was going to be stopped. Basically leapt through a man, jumped
really
over
did.
Another man, and it's first and goal Tigers at the 10. They're right back at it. There's the snap. Handoff goes to Goda, met at the 9, and we get to take a breath. Nope, falls ahead to the 7. Goda just won't be stopped. Gain of 4 on the play officially. Second down now and 6. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter.
Woo,
thank
I'm
goodness.
Tired.
I needed a breath
you
there.
You need a break.
At the end of the first, your score, Dripping Springs 21, Harlan 7. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support comes from Pedernales Electric Cooperative, your local nonprofit electric cooperative. PEC is member-focused, people-powered, and proud to deliver safe, reliable, and low-cost electricity to members across the Texas Hill Country. Learn how PEC keeps our community shining bright at mypec.com.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Independent Branch in Dripping Springs. Financial consultant and branch leader Brian Carpenter provides investment information, education, and guidance. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings or located on Highway 290 in Belterra Village. Charles Schwab and Company Incorporated. Member SIPC.
Welcome to second quarter action here, folks, on KDRP and your Sun Radio Sports Network. Craig Swanick here with Denver O'Neill, partner in crime, Mike Blackwell. Mike, you know, we're worn out and it's the first quarter.
I know, so. I'm exhausted.
Tigers leading 21-7. We did a couple numbers during the break, Mike. So Jason Goda, 10 carries, 117 yards, and a touchdown so far in one quarter of action.
That's 12 minutes. How can you do that in 12 minutes? And I believe the Tigers have scored a touchdown every time they've had the ball tonight, correct?
So far, 3 for 3. This is the Tigers' fourth drive of the night. They are breaking the quarter break huddle here. And it's going to be second down now and goal. Ball at the 6. Ball is on the right hash. Tigers still with that 3-receiver set. Montgomery and Reed left. Now they empty the backfield for Goda. Going to be a quarterback keeper. It's Freidenberg. Touchdown, Tigers. Pete Freidenberg comes in with a little trickeration right up the middle and scores from 6 yards out.
He took the snap. Obviously, it was a quarterback run, Craig. And again, stop me if you've heard this before. Great job by the offensive line up front by Dripping Springs. He was able to just kind of jog on into the end zone.
Well, an excellent play calling, too. They motioned Goda out of the backfield to empty it. The defenders moved with him. That really opened up the middle of the field for Freidenberg. So Pete Freidenberg scoots in from 6 yards out. Then he goes and becomes the holder. There's Bettridge's snap. Freidenberg with the hold. French's kick is up, and it's good. And your score here in the second quarter, early in the second quarter, Dripping Springs 28, Harlan 7. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support for Dripping Springs Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Half Off Fireworks. Available for hire in Texas for pyrotechnics for both public and private events. Fireworks sales begin December 20th at locations throughout Central Texas. Locations and online ordering at halfofffireworks.com.
Funding for Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Grease Monkey, Quick Lube, and Brakes. Servicing our community's automotive needs, including oil changes, battery replacement, transmission services, and brakes. Located on Highway 290, just west of the HEB Shopping Center. Appointment bookings online at greasemonkey.com.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. So 11:54 left here officially in the second quarter, and Dripping Springs leading this one 28-7. Some other interesting stats. We talked about Goda, 10 carries, 717 yards, and the touchdown. Cooper Reed, 2 catches, 79 yards, 2 touchdowns. So Tigers right now, lots of explosives. You know, you look at 1, 2, Jason Goda has 3 explosive plays already. Cooper Reed's got 2. There's French's kick. That one's going to go out of the back of the end zone, actually out of the middle of the end zone. So Tigers are kicking into that win. And I will say, partner, it's not necessarily a super calm win. I'm looking at the flags. You know, there's a little bit of breeze, you can tell. So Harlan going to have the wind at their back, hoping it will change. So far, they've had 4 drives, scored on 1, intercepted on 1, punted on the other 2. But it's going to be first down and 10 Hawks, ball at their own 25.
So Goda has over 100 yards rushing.
Correct.
We've got a couple of banks of lights that we had to restart.
Yep.
We've had 5 touchdowns.
Yep.
Had all kinds of juggling catches and stuff like that.
Some Houdini action from Jason Goda as usual.
That's right.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left for the Hawks. Ball on that left hash. Now they're going to motion the left receiver out into the backfield. Tigers with a four-man front. This is going to be a keeper from Trotter, met at the line of scrimmage. Going to fall ahead for about a gain of two. Looks like, yeah, officially a gain of two. So second down now and eight for the Hawks.
Boy, and the Tigers just look so lively and fresh on defense, Craig. They really came out here tonight determined to get started fast.
Containment has been the name of the game. So two receivers to the right, one to the left again for the Hawks. Ball is in the middle of the field. Tigers with a five-man front. So they got three of the linemen up. Both linebackers on the sides are up as well for the Tigers. There's the snap. Going to be an inside handoff. Goes to Graham. He's able to get hit in the backfield. Going to fall ahead, though. Good job by Graham working for extra yards, but still going to be third down now and about five. He's able to advance to the 30. So third and five for the Hawks.
You're right about Graham. He hasn't been able to find any space at all up front against this Dripping Springs defense, and he came into the ball game, as you mentioned in our pregame, averaging over 7 yards a carry with 12 touchdowns. 737 yards rushing overall on the season coming into tonight's game.
So third and five for Harlan. There's the snap. Trotter back to pass, throwing left, incomplete. Looked like a wrong read right there as the receiver was on a slant. And it would look like Trotter was throwing that out route, coverage by Malachi Egro. And here comes Harlan's punt team yet again.
Yeah, it did look like it might have been the wrong route, but he was also rushed pretty good there, Craig, on that play. He had to get rid of it, and even when he's not being rushed, he might start thinking that he's being rushed, if you know what I mean. If you get rushed a whole lot, you kind of get PTSD sometimes.
Yes.
Back there.
So punt team out for the fourth time tonight for the Hawks. There's going to be some kind of movement, though. It's blown dead. It looked like it was a false start. There was a Tiger that jumped, so we're going to look and see what that one is.
Well, it's not quite enough to pick up the first down for Harlan if it's against Dripping Springs, I don't believe.
So dead ball, false start against the offense. So that one's going to move Harlan back 5 yards. So instead of fourth and five, move them back to their own 25. Going to be fourth down now and 10.
That definitely helped Dripping Springs because that was the best punt that they've had all night.
Let's give you some scores from around the Sun Radio Sports Network area. Gonzalez down to Cuero right now at halftime, 21-7. Again, Blanco with that 28-0 lead on Catula also at halftime. So, again, Cuero leading Gonzalez in that one at halftime. There's the snap a little bit high. Tigers bring some pressure. Nice punt, though. Line drive. Egro has to get away from it. And Tigers are going to take over. Best punt of the night for Harlan. They're letting it roll down inside the 35, down to the 31. So Dripping Springs going to take over. First down and 10 from their own 31, looking to keep that touchdown streak alive.
Yes, yeah, so far they're 4-for-4. That's pretty good. Barry Bonds used to go 4-for-4.
That's right. Then they'd start walking him. That was the thing.
And then they'd just start walking
him.
Yeah, they should have started walking him after he went 2-for-2 with two home runs. But
boy, it's interesting. I was talking about that with someone and about watching Ohtani, and it reminds me a lot of that with Bonds. You know, you just got to pitch around him.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So here we go. First down and 10, Tigers. Ball near the left hash. Two receivers both on the right side. Two tight ends on the left side. There's the snap. Handoff goes to, looks like,
it's Attaway.
Attaway is in the game. Not going to have any running room. Good pressure right there by the Hawks. Loss of two on the play. And it's going to be second down now and 12.
Both of these teams have healthy rosters as far as numbers are concerned, Greg. I think Harlan has as big a roster as Westlake, it looks like. They've got a lot of kids playing football. It's good to see because we run into teams that do not have big rosters throughout the season.
Second down and 12. Harlan bringing heavy pressure. Ames standing in the pocket. Finds Montgomery caught across midfield into Harlan territory at the 40. He's trying to fight through defenders, but he goes down. So first down and 10, Tigers into Harlan territory at the 40-yard line.
Ames had to throw that ball. He was getting pressured. He had to throw it pretty quickly. And so he wasn't able to get it as high to James Montgomery as he would have liked. But James did a great job of reaching down about knee high to snare that thing before it hit the ground, Craig. That was a good catch.
17-yard gain on the play. First down and 10, Tigers. They move all three receivers over to the left side. Tight end is out to that right side. Go to in the backfield. Again, Harlan bringing seven-man pressure. Go to stands in the pocket. Sorry, Ames stands in the pocket. Thrown caught by Montgomery at the 12. Fights to the 10, to the 5, to the 2 before he's brought down. Chase Ames just staying alive in that pocket with great protection. Finds Montgomery on the beautiful over-the-shoulder catch. First and goal, Tigers.
And he caught that ball despite being pass interfered, if that's the way to say it.
So first and goal, Lawson Attaway still in the backfield. Handoff goes to him, dives at the goal line, stopped short though. So it's going to be second down and goal now from the one. Officially a gain of one on that play.
And on that big play to Montgomery, Craig, he definitely had his jersey pulled in the back of his jersey while the ball was in the air. No flag, but he was able to make the catch.
Twins backfield for the Tigers as Jason Goda checks in. Cooper Reed, your solo receiver, out wide right. Ryder Mustaine. And I believe that's the other tight end as well out. Now they move them both tight ends to the left side. There's the snap. Goes to Attaway at the goal line. Diving, fighting. He is not going to get it, though. They're going to say he's short. So it's going to be third down and goal now. Ronnie Folks, your other tight end. There we go. Ronnie Folks, your other tight end. So third and goal for the Tigers. 8:08 left here in the second quarter.
Now, I got a feeling they're going to run the ball up the middle again. I mean, why not? They've got such talented running backs. But as soon as I say that, you know Galen's going to throw a lob pass or do something like that.
They move Cooper Reed out by himself to the left side. Now it's that double H solo back formation. Throw out to left side to Reed. Caught. Nope. It's going to be dropped. He had it in his hands, and then it squirted out. So incomplete. Fourth down and goal now for the Tigers from the one. Decision time for Coach Z, but, you know, it's almost never a decision.
You know, it's not a decision. I don't even think Ian French on that sideline even glanced out to the field to see if he was going to kick the field goal. They're definitely going to go for it here.
Same formation, H-backs to either side. Now they're going to motion Folks out to left. Handoff goes to Goda. He's in, but it's blown dead. So it looks like a timeout for Harlan, I believe. I believe that's what we've got.
I thought we had maybe a false start.
Oh, nope, it is a false start against the Tigers. So Tigers were not set on that one. Fourth and goal from the one is going to go to fourth and goal from the six now. Now it's a decision.
Now it's definitely a decision.
Tiger offense still out there, though.
That's right.
Again, this Tiger team not really taking anything for chance here. 7:35 left here in the first. Again, Dripping Springs leading this one 28-7. Montgomery checking back in. Looks like as well as Merrick Bloomgren. So Bloomgren, Attaway checking in. They empty the backfield. So Goda, Montgomery, Bloomgren outright. Cooper Reed solo left. Empty backfield for Ames. There's the snap. Ames looking left. Now looking right. Rolling right. Throwing it in the back of the end zone. Incomplete. Just out of the end zone. Intended for number 87, Folks. So Harlan able to get the stop there on fourth and goal.
Well, and I think that Galen Zimmerman probably felt like his defense has been playing so lights out. Why not go for it there?
Yeah, again, Tiger defense so far forced three punts and an interception. So Harlan only able to convert once so far. Again, 7:29 left here in the half. Tigers leading this one 28-7 right now. Harlan on that turnover on downs takes over on their own 6-yard line. Ball on the right hash. Got a big backfield here for the Hawks. Only two receivers out. This one going to go to Graham. Met at the 5. Falls ahead to about the 8, it looks like. Looks like number 14, Daniel, on the stop there. So give him a gain of about 2, actually, on the play. Second down now and 8 for the Hawks.
And another reason Galen may have decided to go for that fourth down, Craig, is definitely Harlan has shown a propensity to A, fumble the ball, and B, throw interceptions. So maybe Galen felt like he might could get a turnover down here deep.
four receiver set. Snap is fumbled. It's on the ground. Trotter able to pick that one up. Falls back for a gain of a yard. Actually gets himself up to about the 9. But again, a bobbled snap right there. Way to be prophetic there, Mike. So third down now and 7 for the Hawks.
Third and long again for this Dripping Springs defense.
So third and long, Tigers showing a four-man front here. Two safeties back. Now the Hawks look to the sideline. Harlan changing the play. Three receivers to the left. There's the snap, throwing left. Intercepted by Dripping Springs at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Tigers. Waiting to see if there's any flags. That's number 9, Tripp.
It's Tripp
again.
So
the Tiger defense decides to house one as Colton Tripp runs under that pass. Touchdown, Tigers, Colton Tripp.
And I think it's about 22 yards, Craig. Did
yes.
you get that? Is that what it was? He caught the ball near the sideline and was able to dance himself down that sideline to get into the end zone.
So second touchdown on the season for Colton Tripp. He blocked a field goal, a return to block field goal for a touchdown. And
oh,
he takes that interception for the touchdown and houses that one. So not bad when you're a defensive back and you've got your second touchdown on the season. Bettridge's snap is good. Freidenberg's hold is good. French's kick is up. And it's good. So your score with 6:17 left here in the half. Dripping Springs leading this one 35-7. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support for high school football comes from AutoNation Chevrolet, offering a wide range of Chevrolet vehicles like the Silverado, the Colorado, and the Equinox. Get an online appraisal at AutoNationChevroletWestAustin.com with details on buying, selling, or trading in your car, available in-store at 183 and Duval.
And by Pedernales Electric Cooperative, your local nonprofit electric cooperative. PEC is member-focused, people-powered, and proud to deliver safe, reliable, and low-cost electricity to members across the Texas Hill Country. Learn how PEC keeps our community shining bright at mypec.com.
And by CommuniCare, offering integrated primary and specialty care for patients of all ages, including pediatric, family and sports medicine, teen health, senior care, dental and behavioral health services. Locations in Kyle, Wimberley, San Marcos, and San Antonio. More information at CommuniCareSA.org.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP and the Sun Radio Sports Network. So Colton Tripp takes that interception to the house, his 6th on the season, his 2nd defensive touchdown on the season. French's kick into the end zone, but it's going to be returned this time. Return man stopped at the 12, and right now nothing going right if you're a Harlan Hawk. That return goes nowhere.
Tiger coverage team all over the return man there, Craig. They're going to start this drive at their own 13-yard line.
So first down and 10, Hawks from their own 13. So two interceptions, three punts, and then one 75-yard drive for Harlan. And right now this Tiger defense has it sniffed out. Second interception on the night. That gives them 21 on the season. And like I brought up, Colton Tripp with his 6th on the year. So first down and 10, Hawks. They're going to move the ball over to the right hash, so very near the right hash on this return. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Graham in the backfield with Trotter. Now they're going to motion one of that slot receiver into the backfield. It's going to be a sweep play to the left side. Met in the backfield and stopped. Tiger defense all over that one. Looks like that was number 11.
Colton Hansen there with the angry throwdown of the ball carrier. Dripping Springs came into this game a little angry. I think the chip on their shoulder from last year might have been more real than even we thought.
So Grady right there goes into the backfield but loses two on that. Actually, I'm sorry, loses 5 on that play. So now it's going to be second down and about 16, actually, for the Hawks. Little screen pass out to the right side, across the 10, across the 15, up to about the 18. That's number 6 for the Hawks. That's Grady again.
Another third down and long situation here, and Dripping Springs Tigers defense obviously they've come through tonight on third and long, to say the very least.
So that one goes for 11. Third down now and 5. There's the snap. Keeper by Trotter. Met in the backfield, and he's going to be stopped. About half the Tiger defense in on that one. believe that was number 93 for the Tigers. Bettridge with the initial contact. Loss of four, and Harlan's going to be forced to punt again.
I mean, lines of scrimmage tonight, Craig, it's not even close. Dripping Springs really came to play up front tonight on both sides of the football.
So fourth down now and eight for the Hawks. This is going to be their fourth punt on the night. Again, now we're looking at return man. Satterfeld is in Tiger territory at the 45. There's the snap. Punter steps off to the right, gets a nice line drive. This one actually hangs up in the air. Satterfeld going to have a return at the 40. 35 breaks a tackle at the 30, falls down. There is a flag. Believe they're going to get the Tigers for holding. So that one's going to come back near midfield. Good return by Satterfeld, though.
Boy, that was a nice job on that line drive. Those line drives are the ones you can return a little bit, but I think they're going to get Dripping Springs for an illegal block of some sort here.
Yeah, that one came in that return kind of backfield area, if you think about it that way. So it's really close to where Satterfeld picked it up.
Is it really 35-7?
Yes, correct. It is 35-7. So it is holding against the Tigers.
Keep reminding me of that.
35-7 Dripping Springs, partner. Yeah, 4:15 left here in the half.
I mean, I expected the Tigers to play well, but I don't think even Galen Zimmerman expected 35-7 with 4 minutes and change left in the first half.
This is a team that is on a mission. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Now they're going to motion Montgomery into that slot position on the right. Again, pressure by Harlan. Again, Ames stands up in the pocket. Again, it is almost caught by Blumgren. Just had to try and get a hand on it at the 15. Ames doing a good job staying courageous in that pocket, but that one is incomplete. Second down and 10.
And he fired that about 40 yards downfield on a rope there, Craig. Chase really showed off his arm on that pass.
Well, Harlan continuing to bring pressure against the Tigers, but Chase Ames so far has made him pay a few times. That time he didn't. Second down now and 10. They move Montgomery to the slot on the left side. Sorry, actually, that's Folks moving out there in the slot. They're going to throw the handoff to Goda across midfield. 45. He's going to be close to the 44. Looks like they're going to give him the 44. So it's going to be third down now and about three.
Now it's manageable on third down, and you know as well as I that Galen Zimmerman's going to go for it on fourth down anyway. So pick up a couple on this play, pick up a couple on fourth down. There you go. First down.
Officially six right there for Jason Goda. Third down now and about four. They kind of did a half yard there. You don't see that very often. 3:33 left here in the second quarter. Cooper Reed motioning out to the right. Handoff goes to Goda. He's going to be really close to the line to gain. Don't think he's going to have it, though. So it looks like they're going to mark him short, about yard and a half, maybe 2 yards shy. Fourth down and two.
Wouldn't be surprised, obviously, to see him get it again here.
So Folks checking out, Montgomery checking in. Ryder Mustang still in at tight end on that left side. They've got Montgomery slot right, Blumgren wide right, Cooper Reed wide left. 3 minutes left here in the half. Play clock down to 19. Harlan with five men up on the front. Now there's going to be a whistle. The Hawks take a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one with them, folks. Stay tuned. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support for Dripping Springs Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Half Off Fireworks. Available for hire in Texas for pyrotechnics for both public and private events. Fireworks sales begin December 20th at locations throughout Central Texas. Locations and online ordering at halfofffireworks.com.
Support comes from Pedernales Electric Cooperative, your local nonprofit electric cooperative. PEC is member-focused, people-powered, and proud to deliver safe, reliable, and low-cost electricity to members across the Texas Hill Country. Learn how PEC keeps our community shining bright at mypec.com.
Support for this broadcast on KDRP comes from Anytime Fitness, offering 24-hour access to cardio and weightlifting equipment with personal training options and small group workouts. New location, the Spring Bluff Center behind Pizza Hut in Dripping Springs. More information on Facebook and by phone at 512-858-7171.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. So with that Harlan timeout, clock is stopped at 2:54 left in the half with your Dripping Springs Tigers leading this one 35-7, an avalanche of offense from Dripping Springs. So fourth down now and two. Two receivers to the right. There's the snap. Ames back to pass, looking right, throwing right. Has his man caught. First down. James Montgomery just enough as he catches that one and goes down at the 40.
And did you see him slip when he came out of his cut there, Craig? Out of his break, I should say. He slipped and then was able to regain himself and catch the ball.
Tigers right back at it. Three receivers to the right. Screen pass to Montgomery. He's at the 40, 35. Falls ahead across the 35 to the 30, looks like 4, maybe 33. Nice gain. Tigers just using that tempo offense right now to keep Harlan on their heels.
He's just such a weapon too, Craig. They have so many weapons on offense. Hence, 35-7.
Officially a gain of 6 for Montgomery. James Montgomery, 5 catches, going to be getting close to 65, maybe 70 yards so far in the half. They move Mustaine over to the left side. It's going to be a play fake. Caught by Reed at the 25. Wrestles down a defender and spins to about the 21-yard line. So gain of 14 and another Tiger first down.
Cooper got open on that little slant over the middle. Did a good job of making the catch and then getting the yardage he needed for the first down.
That's your two-minute timeout with Dripping Springs leading this one 35-7. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support for Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Grease Monkey, Quick Lube, and Brakes, providing foreign and domestic oil changes for gasoline and diesel engines, AC service and tire rotations, and offering brake service located on Highway 290 just west of the HEB Shopping Center. Details for your next service online at greasemonkey.com.
Support comes from Edmondson, Shelton, and Weiss, a civil litigation law firm born in Dripping Springs. Their attorneys champion for clients in courts all across Texas. Supporting Tiger broadcasts for 16 years. More at ESWPLLC.com. I, Brian Carpenter, independent branch leader for Charles Schwab Dripping Springs, a supporter of Tiger Sports on KDRP for over 10 years. Located in Belterra Village or by phone at 512-858-7259.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP and the Sun Radio Sports Network. So that was the two-minute timeout. Tigers knocking on the door with a first down and 10 at the 21. Cooper Reed's last catch for 14 yards. That's going to get him close to the 100-yard mark. He's at 93 right now in the half.
The stats after this one are going to be just off the charts.
Yes, video gamey. Video gamey,
yes.
Right? So here we go, first and 10, Tigers, ball on the right hash, three receivers set. Inside handoff goes to Gota, has a little bit of a running lane, but then brought down across the 20 to the 17. So now, 4 yard gain.
I believe they put Attaway back in the game.
Oh, there you
time.
Go. Thank
he's,
you.
He's
so
out
Lawson
there
Attaway.
Way.
There you go. Thanks, partner.
Surely.
So Lawson Attaway in. That's why he ran in a straight line. He's our straight line runner. I should have known that.
There you go.
There's the snap. Ames back to pass, looking left, throwing left. Has Reed at the 10. Brought down at the 8, so that's going to be enough for a first and goal, and Tigers go 9 yards on that one. First and goal, Dripping Springs.
Harlan has absolutely no answers tonight for Cooper Reed. None whatsoever. He's just doing what he wants.
He's
playing catch with Chase Ames, basically.
Yep, that's going to take him over the 100-yard mark, so he's got 102 in the half on 4 catches. 1:15 left here. Clock is running. Ball on the left hash. There's the snap. Back to pass. Ames looking left, throwing left. Has a man caught. Let's see if they give him the touchdown. And they do. Touchdown, Tigers. Believe that was Attaway out of the backfield, and it was. So Lawson Attaway on the catch. Out of the backfield on the swing pass. Houses that one from 8 yards out. And now, partner, I think you can say it.
How about that? Lawson Attaway, touchdown.
So we've got an avalanche here. The Tigers just really going to all the books in the library, I think, for the offense right now. So kind of perusing all the books is Lawson Attaway scoring from 8 yards out on the swing pass. There's the snap from Bettridge. Fredenberg's hold is good. Kick is up. And it's good with 1:02 left in the half. Your score, Dripping Springs 42, Harlan 7. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Independent Branch in Dripping Springs. Financial consultant and branch leader Brian Carpenter provides investment information, education, and guidance. More at schwab.com/Dripping Springs or located on Highway 290 in Belterra Village. Charles Schwab and Company Incorporated. Member SIPC.
And by Keith Lee Physical Therapy. Dr. Keith Lee and his team of 12 PTs have focused on Dripping Springs sports injuries and rehab for the past 25 years. Two locations in Drip, Sawyer Ranch Medical Tower, and in the Arbor Center next to the high school. Details and hours online at KeithLeePT.com.
Love is a burning thing.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP, and the Harlan Hawks have found themselves in a burning ring of fire as the Tigers are all over them right now. 42-7, that last drive goes 9 plays, goes 51 yards. It's capped off by the Lawson Attaway 8-yard swing pass touchdown as he kind of pulls a little Cooper Reed action, goes over the top of the defender, catches that one in the left corner of the end zone. Fair catch on the kick from French. So Harlan going to try and get something at least in coming into this half, down 42-7 with a minute two left to play.
Dripping Springs has two timeouts remaining, Craig. And, oh, by the way, the Tigers get the ball coming out of the locker room in the second half.
So 4 punts so far, 2 interceptions, and 1 touchdown on the 7 drives for the Hawks. This is number 8 for them, 102 left. 4-man front for Dripping Springs. Ball at mid in the middle at the 25-yard line. There's the snap. Trotter going to have to step up. Has a little bit of running room and then hit hard at the 30 up to the 32. It's going to be second down now and about 6.
I feel like the Tigers practiced tackling this week. It seems like they're tackling with some fervor here tonight. Let's put it that way.
Dylan Brasher on the stop for Dripping Springs. There's the snap. Trotter back to pass. 3-man pressure. They're setting up the screen, though. Great job fighting through the screen defensively. Believe that was Brasher again, but we're going to see when they get the pile. Ball is going to be at the 30. Yes, it's Dylan Brasher just swims through along with Colton Hansen. So those guys just doing a great job. Loss of about 2 on the play. It's going to be third down now and a long, long 6.
Graham had no chance. He was surrounded by that Dripping Springs defense and just nowhere to go.
So third down now and 6. Under pressure is Trotter throwing it. Has a man for the first down near midfield. That's number 13. That's, I believe, we're going to get that number for you in a second. Mike's going to get that for
us. I'm looking. That is Acadius Dennis on the catch over the middle.
So Dennis on the catch for Harlan. Moves them up near midfield. Harlan takes a timeout. We're going to go ahead and stay here, though. So Harlan with the first down. Ball at their own looks like 47-yard line. So give him a 17-yard gain for Dennis on that play. And, again, right now, second longest play of the night for the Hawks. So they had that 48-yarder to Grady. But, Mike, I will say, you know, when it comes to scouting reports, what I'm seeing is a well-coached, well-scouted. Like, you've got to give Coach De Los Santos, the defensive coordinator for the Tigers, both sides. I mean,
no,
you know, Coach Pena.
Doubt.
Both of these coordinators just doing a phenomenal job. We'll talk about the offense in a minute, but right now with the defense on the field, they just look so prepared for everything that Harlan does.
They really do. They didn't look surprised about anything. And I'll be curious to see the offensive stats for Harlan after this ball game. I'd be really curious to know what it is now, because it's not very much.
Correct.
You know, I think on their drive, obviously they had a handful of first downs, but if you take away that drive, they may have negative total yards.
If you take the drive away, it's going to be very close to about 20 or 30 yards of offense. But we'll get all that for you at the break. So very, very little time. Looks like 3 seconds left here in the half. There's the snap. Hail Mary play here for Trotter. 3-man pressure for the Tigers. Trotter now under pressure. Going to have to roll to his left. Now he's going to have to try and just throw this one up for grabs. Caught at the 50 by his running back. Out of bounds at the 40 goes Giavery Graham. And so this half is going to end with your score. Hold on, folks. Dripping Springs 42, Harlan 7. Stay tuned. We've got the halftime show coming up for you next here on KDRP and the Sun Radio Sports Network.